Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
My name is Scott Adair. I am the Director of Economic Development for the County of Humboldt. People often ask me, how is our county doing? As of the last report from the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, which was in 2020, gross domestic product for Humboldt County had fallen 4.1% against the state decrease of 2.8%. Although current figures have yet to be analyzed, our agency knows from communication with local business owners that pandemic losses continue to erode overall economic productivity in Humboldt County. Presently, staffing shortages remain a problem and do persist for many Humboldt area employers. Some local residents have found remote work opportunities for out-of-area employers who offer better pay but allow their workers to remain in Humboldt County without relocating. Moreover, our community still struggles to house and provide services for its own workforce. This makes both labor attraction and labor retention difficult. Continued investments by our community and our local government in housing, healthcare, childcare, and broadband will help to ease these challenges. But despite these barriers to prosperity, not all is doom and gloom. Humboldt County continues to attract significant potential for external investment, some of which is international, in our community. Opportunities related to emerging industries, such as biomass utilization, aquaculture, and offshore wind, are gaining tremendous attention across the state and from federal agencies. Look at what has been accomplished already. The world's largest undersea fiber transmission cable is underway and will connect Humboldt County directly to Singapore and Jakarta. And the new Cal Poly designation alone is expected to have a significant positive impact on our community. While fixed numbers are not yet certain, other models demonstrate that polytechnic universities can generate tens of millions of new dollars in the communities where they reside. The recent pandemic and current inflation may have lingering impacts on our businesses and workers. But if we play our cards right and set aside socio-political differences so that we may identify, adopt, and implement actionable solutions, we can capture the many opportunities which are filling our pipeline and can grow prosperity and livelihoods in our community for all persons for several generations to come. Our agency is currently collecting feedback and data related to economic development needs and strategies within our community. Do you have an opinion? Community members can participate in this process by visiting us online at www.humboldtrising.com. This has been your Community Comment with Scott Adair.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.